T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. The community rallied for the SPCA yesterday.
It was an amazing thing to see. Just the work on behalf of the station and how the community supported us again. I can't think of enough synonyms. It's humbling, overwhelming. It takes our breath away, really, every year when we think how the community supports its animals through the SPCA Serving Erie County, thanks to this opportunity that you give us.
It was awesome to see so many people involved, too, and everybody. Oh, yeah. I mean, all throughout the day, I'm looking, and you guys are sharing videos and photos of basically the entire team. It seemed like you were jam-packed all day with a bunch of smiling faces.
A lot of people came in yesterday because of that half-off adoption, too. So people are coming. Some are coming to see the Radiothon. Some are coming to adopt because they take advantage of that holiday special.
Right. And do you have any idea how many adoptions were done yesterday?
I know that when I left, it was more than 30, but what people will do a lot of times is come in if they find an animal who they think is perfect, but that animal needs to meet another dog in the home, or maybe a child or another person in the home. We don't want to rush an adoption just because of that half off. So we do allow holds put on these animals for meet and greets today. So we'll probably know by the end of today or early tomorrow how many adoptions happened as a result of the Radiothon.
Okay, and that is, that's maybe my favorite part of the Radiothon is that not only raising, you know, so much money to help in all the work that you guys do, but seeing a lot of animals go to good homes. Yeah. But that still doesn't mean that you don't have one for us today.
That's right. We still have Lori, who went up for adoption shortly before the Radiothon. I think if we had her a little longer, she may have been gone already. This is a gorgeous white and tan. If you look at her face, a boxery, bulldog-looking, maybe terrier mix. And she came to us from Georgia on one of the transports that we were discussing yesterday. Tim, I think, wrote a great article about it for WBEN's website. She is deaf. And this dog passed her evaluation with flying colors. But, of course, through the course of this evaluation, we learned that she's deaf. And I bring that up because a lot of people will hear about a deaf animal or even a blind animal and discount that animal. And there are so many trainers in this area. We're very fortunate to have trainers who work specifically with deaf animals, with blind animals, and especially with deaf animals. I've seen a bond that's on a different level. I don't want to be insulting and say a greater level, but that animal has learned at a very early age that he or she has to look to a human for direction. And if you have a well-trained deaf animal, you've got an animal whose eyes are on you all the time, who's listening, if you will, with his or her eyes. And it's an incredible bond, an incredible training process to witness.
Yeah, you know, people were calling Bowerly yesterday afternoon talking about animals that had special challenges and that, you know, those are the animals that they fell in love with, that they were so attracted to. I mean, maybe it has 3 legs instead of 4.
Right.
And just talking, like you said, about that bond, it is on a different level.
It's amazing. I've seen deaf animals trained with red lights. I've seen blind animals trained with clickers. It's an amazing thing. And I don't mean just dogs. I mean cats, too. It's something to watch and look up some of these videos to see how these animals are trained. It's incredible. And I have no doubt Lori is only a year and a half. She's young.
She's gorgeous, white and tan.
Oh, yeah, very intelligent. I have no doubt she can be trained easily as long as it's done the right way and as long as it's done with the level of persistence and consistency.
It is amazing how smart some of these animals are. And you kind of witness it in different ways, just the things they know to do or, you know, how they're smarter than me in some ways. You know, I don't want to talk about that, but
I'm there with you. Yeah. I agree.
Radiothon yesterday, it was a lot of fun to be able to tell some of those adoption stories that we heard throughout the day. And my favorite was not a dog, not a cat, but a bunch of pigs.
How did you see? There is one video that is on our Facebook page that was done live. I've been at the SPCA, 29 years. This is the first time I've ever known that a pig could be trained to do some of the things that a dog can do. The pig sat, the pigs sat up for treats, and one of our farm employees showed this on a live video that's still on our Facebook page. They are such intelligent animals.
Don't pigs love to roll over? They're always rolling in the mud,
right?
Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
they're smart. It's easy. I didn't know in watching that story, they were talking about, all right, you know, we had pigs, and it's tough to get that, to see if the pigs will get along with that. I didn't know that would ever be an issue, of pigs getting along, you know, with each other.
If we have time, I promise I'll make this quick, but we had a female pig and then a couple days later a male pig surrendered from different owners over the summer. And it was almost like we became eHarmony at the SPCA because these pigs grew very fond of each other to the point that they had to be adopted together. They were bonded.
That is so cute.
If we removed one, the other would stop eating. Yeah, it was kind of like Match.com,
little
right there in
the Seneca.
Farmer
Brown
together.
just together.
In fact, it was one of the vignettes from the Radiothon. Well, these two pigs, because it was a true love story.
That the miracles that you're producing over there, it's incredible.
It's just one.
If someone didn't get a chance to make that donation yesterday, to become an angel for the animals, can they still do it?
Oh, they sure can. Don't use that phone number, because that number is only good for one day. But go right to yourspca.org, and of course, people can always call me, and I can direct them to the right place.
All right. All great info. Again, yourspca.org for more information on that, and a successful radiothon. Thanks to everybody yesterday for making that happen.
And I have to say thank you to you as well, and to WBEN. Thank you for this amazing opportunity.
It's a lot of fun to actually work with you guys and to have this happen. It's really great.
Thanks.
Gina Latuca with the SPCA, serving Erie County.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.